Scripture reading. 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, verses 15 through 16 and 18a. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. If anyone acknowledges that Jesus is the Son of God, God lives in them and they in God. And so we know and rely on the love God has for us. God is love. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in them. There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear. Devotional. For the Apostle John, learning to live in the immensity of the love of God is the power and source from which we love others. God's love is always first. Søren Kierkegaard, a Danish philosopher and theologian, 1813-1855, summed it up well. You have loved us first, O God, alas. We speak of it in terms of history, as if you loved us first but a single time, rather than without ceasing you have loved us first many times, and every day, and our whole life through. When we wake up in the morning and turn our soul toward you, you are there first. You have loved us first. If I rise at dawn and at the same second turn my soul toward you in prayer, you are there ahead of me. You have loved me first. When I withdraw from the distractions of the day and turn my soul toward you, you are there first and thus forever. And we speak ungratefully, as if you have loved us first only once. Kierkegaard captures for us a glimpse of the extraordinary nature of the love of God. So often we think we are waiting on God, when the truth is that he is waiting on us. God is more different from us than the human mind is capable of grasping. His love is without strings and without conditions. He simply loves human beings, and there is nothing we can do or not do that will change that love. We will spend eternity in awe and wonder of this love that surpasses knowledge, a love so great that God became a human being in Jesus to die for our sins. Question to consider. What difference might it make in your day to remember that in every moment you turn your heart to God, including this very moment, he is waiting for you and loving you first. Prayer. Lord, open up and expand the container of my heart to receive the depth and breadth of your love that surpasses knowledge and flows toward me every moment of every day. And may your love then flow through me to those around me today. In Jesus' name, amen.